I just have one comment to the gentleman who had spoken about working within the parameters of keeping a balanced budget, and that was a budget he had to abide by. But for the last 10 years, the budget has not been balanced. So it didn't apply for all those years. Well, because this year it came in, I think you guys had to be able to break down. And I realize because of the crisis, of the amount of people go in. But I agree with what Mr. Martin has said before, and what this woman just spoke when she came up here. It's about how it was done. It's about saying that teachers are greedy. It's about saying that the deficit is caused by teachers. Now, I was online looking for information about special ed budget, which I never did find. But we know that that's one of the biggest things. But it was interesting. I found a letter, and this letter was from the city manager. And it was last year, March 14th, 2008, and it was his plan for the deficit. And in his plan for the deficit, he mentioned exactly what we're going through right now. A rollback of wages and a 20% copay. That was his solution to the deficit. However, this is the part that's left out. In his letter, he said, with the federal decision from the school to equal the amount of the proposed deficit, I'm asking all employees to take a reduction in order to invest in public education in East Providence. That was what he wanted to do. He gave a whole list of things here, and I didn't want the copy of it. You can go online and you can find it. He says that we got into this position because, and I'll just name a couple of them, special education requirements that exceed federal requirements that exceed federal requirements, lack of education funding formula, SB 3050, which is the state cap, the local cap. They take over local revenues and then reducing the money to cities and towns. So they take away your motor vehicle excise tax, your inventory tax, your general revenue share, and then they're nice enough to give some of it back to you. So what I'm saying is, there's a list. This is what I want as a teacher. I don't want to hear that it's me that caused this. Because it's not me and it's not us that caused this. We're a part of this. Because our salaries, we have 500 people, that's a big amount, we have health care, yes, we are part of the whole problem, but we are not the problem. And Mr. Kachiri, I will address this directly to you. I think you could be a beginning of solving this problem by not going on here and saying that every teacher could be fired, there's 500 teachers to replace us. That doesn't help. No, just like you don't have me to come up here and say, you guys are a bunch of idiots because you're trying to take my money away. You have a job to do. I respect the job you have to do. I respect the difficulty of the choices. But we're in this rhetoric now that doesn't help and it doesn't get us anywhere. We need to get back to the bargaining table. We need to get back there and we need to sit down and talk. Maybe we're all lawyers. I don't know. And I'm speaking specifically to Mr. Faria and to Mr. Santos because I believe they are. Reasonable people can always come to a solution and a problem. And right now, we are just, we're attacking each other. And that isn't good, and that's really not good for our kids. And I have to say, I teach at Lewiston School, and I respect the teachers at that school. We talk about what's going on, and the teachers are at lunch or whatever, before school or after school. But every single teacher comes in there every day, does their job, takes the kids in early, stays after school, and goes to PTC meetings, comes to these meetings, does everything, and just goes about our work. As if nothing is going on. My kids don't know anything. They never asked me one question about anything that's going on. They didn't even know about the pamphlet drop. They know nothing. So I'm just saying, we've got to stop attacking each other. I think the beginning would be, here's my beginning of the solution. Don't say anymore, it's a teacher problem. I know in a lot of other districts they're facing the same things, and I know the only place you can get it right now is us. So that's why you're coming to us. But at least just say it's a combination of all these things that have created this. And we're looking to the teachers to help us out with this. And I think that that's the beginning of the solution, and I think we need to be reasonable, and we need to find some common ground, and we have to stop attacking each other.